Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rabe.
If you've downloaded the new update of Instagram, you have likely noticed that Instagram has discontinued its following activity tab. So what is this?
What part of it is that?
Okay, so if you open up your Instagram
okay. And
you see all of the notifications you get of all of the people that like you, your things or comment on them.
Okay.
At the top, there was a following tab.
Oh,
and you
right.
could hit that, and you could see what the people... who the people you follow, what they were liking and what they were following.
It was terrible.
So you might be able to see like, I saw that Gavin Wake Up Call was liking all of these foodie accounts and these foodie posts. Maybe I'll go like that and see what he's liking.
Okay.
Or maybe, well,
was that why they had that feature?
Right. So it's a way to kind of tie it all in together, right?
So, my friend likes this. Maybe I'll like this.
Yeah, right. Like-minded people.
Okay, I'm thrilled that this finally went away. Finally. After how many years?
Well,
since
Instagram started, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was a terrible feature because all it did was it took away, A, your privacy, and B, it made it so that you could creep on people. You know that there is somebody in this building that we work with, that I follow on Instagram, that all of a sudden I see like, oh, she liking a lot of porn star posts.
Really?
Now, is that the kind of thing that you want out there?
Well,
you don't want the freedom to... This America,
okay.
If you want to like a porn star's picture,
yeah.
You're allowed to do it without people knowing your business.
I mean, it is called social media, and you're putting stuff out there publicly. What you're doing isn't private.
But you can't... Commenting is public. I would like
it's
to
public,
think
it's public for everybody else that comments under that picture.
Right, the liking part. But especially since they changed the Instagram algorithm, where if you don't like stuff, then you don't see stuff. From that person. Am I wrong about that or right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Instagram said, quote, "We're removing it because only a small number of people use the following tab regularly. Additionally, we've heard from people that they think the following tab is a very hidden feature that they don't find to be very useful, especially when compared to a similar feature like Explore."
Okay. I feel like they have removed a very valuable tool. A valuable tool that is probably primarily used by women. I will say that. But how else are you going to know if your dude is creeping on other girls' Instagram pages?
I mean,
there's already so much social media. We have to be thinking about all these different ways that guys can be doing things that we don't want them to be doing.
Right.
I mean, it was nice to have just boop, push a button, and then it's right there for you.
I mean, that seems like it's kind of a nanny state thing. Like, if you think your dude's creeping on other girls' pictures, then go old school and find out by talking to him. I don't know, or catfish him or something
of
like
course.
That.
Of course.
But having something that's so easily available, how
you
would you feel?
You want to still have to work for it.
How would you feel if all of a sudden Rain and I figure out, Katie has been doing an awful lot of following other morning shows.
Oh.
But I'm doing it publicly.
No, you're just liking stuff.
Okay,
but you're like because you have to like stuff now, or Instagram doesn't show it to you.
I understand that, but anybody else that liked that can see. Oh no, they can't
see,
right.
Which makes this even more important.
My God, you're terrible! You're terrible! You don't believe in privacy.
It's not private. It's the internet.
Okay. Rain.
Yes.
Listen,
talk
fine.
To your friends.
If you want us to have to go through your phones like the old days and create a Finstagram so that we can pretend to flirt with you and your DMs to see if you're going to flirt back, fine.
Yeah, put some effort into it by finding 50 to 100 pictures of a hot girl.
Right, but not too hot.
But not too hot.
Needs to be believable.
Right. I mean, put some effort into it.
Like the good old days.
Yeah, stop making Instagram so easy. Rain, talk to your friend.
Listen, what I think is interesting is that people didn't even know that the activity that they did on Instagram, people could see it. Like, there were actually people that didn't know that that was a thing.
That's right. Funny.
There are and this still is a feature, like telling you when you click on somebody's profile or some account's thing, telling you which one of your friends already follows that. I can't tell you how many times that I've messaged Rain and being like, hey, looks like you already found her. Never mind. Is that the world you want to live in?
No, I just want a catfish.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.